Well, you know, I thought it was one of the best games we played all year. I thought Purdue was great early, obviously, and had us on our heels. And then we knocked down some shots to get the lead at halftime. But the second half, I thought, was about as complete as we played. We were pretty good on both ends. And, of course, you know, shot the ball extremely well. But our activity defensively, I think, was what spurred us.
Let's go to questions. Again, questions will take them for Coach Self and the student athletes here at the same time. First question, guys, will come on your left on the aisle.
David Smale, Sports Exchange. Coach, the game was supposed to be their bigs against your guards, and you out-rebounded them by seven.
Yeah, we did a good job. We did a good job on the glass, and I didn't think we did a very good job on Isaac, obviously, the first half, and he got where he wanted to, getting over his left shoulder. But second half, we did a better job and got him off the block a little bit. And I thought we did a good job on Caleb for the most part the entire game. But those guys, especially Caleb on the glass, it's hard to keep him off. And, you know, if you look at Landon's stats, Landon only got four rebounds. But the story is that Caleb only got seven. And if you'd told us before the game that would be the give and take, I would have sold out for that because he did a really good job of making sure neither one of them got it for the most part.
Let's go here on the front row.
Sean Roney, Dos Mundos newspaper, for Devontae and Frank. Devontae, a couple of minutes ago you said during the television interview that the team started out tight. When did you sense that the guys started playing looser and with a free mind, to use one of Coach's pet expressions?
I think we were just real excited, you know, to be playing in this game against them at first. And we came out, you know, I remember I took a bad shot to start the game. And we were just, you know, real anxious, and they had us on our heels. You know, they were making shots early. And then I think under maybe like the 10-minute mark or so, we started loosening up and getting into a rhythm offensively.
Yeah, I agree with Devontae. You know, around the 10-minute mark, we started to slow down and, you know, play our style of basketball. And, you know, that's when we started to get rolling, and we started driving the ball downhill more, and we started being aggressive on both sides of the ball, and, you know, that's what led to us getting the lead.
We'll stay on the front row.
Bob Lutz, Wichita Eagle, for the two players. You're obviously an outstanding guard duo, but did it feel even more special tonight? Did the rhythm you had, the chemistry, the way you guys were in sync, did it seem even more special?
It was special to see the guys off the bench, you know, come in and, just me and Devontae. It was great to see Devontae do the things he did. He was great out there. It's probably one of the best games I've seen him play. And, I'm just happy for him. And, you know, hopefully he can continue that in the next game.
He's never going to talk about himself, but, he played a great game, too. I think the game just kind of slowed down for us, and you know, we were being aggressive, just taking the open shots that they were giving us. And, Coach always just tells us to be aggressive, drive it downhill. So we were getting to the free throw line, making shots, and, just shooting in rhythm.
Let's move toward the back here on the left.
For both of the players, it's a reward for having such an outstanding season, but can you talk about playing in front of such a partisan crowd?
Devontae, we'll let you answer that first.
It's unbelievable. Playing in here in KC is great. The crowd, you know, behind us, and they give us so much momentum and energy throughout the game. So it's just great to be here.
35 miles away from Lawrence, you know, it's basically in our backyard, and, you know, we're just thankful that we had the opportunity to play here, and we just wanted to take advantage of it, and the fans bring unbelievable energy, and we're just so thankful to have great fans.
Next question on the extreme left by the wall.
Hey, Bill. I wonder if you could elaborate a little bit on what the guys were trying to talk about the chemistry between them, how you've seen it evolve, and what sort of, you've talked about this before, but what sort of advantage it gives you to know you have two combo guys like that?
Yeah, you know, we have two point guards, and, you know, Frank is on the ball probably 65-70% of the time, but Devontae, we saw tonight that he's awfully good on the ball, too, coming off ball screens and things. But we're spoiled. we're spoiled because, you know, our situation inside, you know, if Landon were to get in foul trouble, it could make you nervous. You know, a situation on the perimeter, you know, you always got a, you know, in my opinion, an All-American type guard to be the leader and run your team. And to have two guys out there playing like they're playing, I think just gives everybody confidence and it can, you know, help totally control the pace of the game.
We'll stay on coach's left.
Devontae, would you take us through that play that LeGerald engineered there, coming down the right side and finishing off the half with that lob?
It was a really exciting play. I didn't even see him shoot the passing lane. It was a good rebound to get the steal, and I could kind of tell that he was getting ready to do something real fancy. So the way he was gathering himself, but I'm just glad he finished it.
We'll move to the right now.
Bill, Devontae said Frank's never going to talk about himself, so I got to ask you, what this year is the biggest change that you've seen from him in terms of his play?
You know what? I don't know that I you know, last year he was tough. You know, he played well for us last year. This year, sophomore year, he did. I mean, he's been great since he's been here. I think the biggest difference is he's looking to score more. You know, he's always been a guy, when we were struggling, we just relied on him to go get it for us. And now I think he's putting himself in a position to make more plays for himself and for others. But, you know, he's a total guard. I mean, he scored 26 tonight on 11 shots, seven assists and seven rebounds, if I'm not mistaken. And that's a pretty good stat line. You know, he had to really rebound the ball well because his compadre here didn't get any rebounds. So it was two complete games by both guards. And the thing about it is, you look at stats, and those are offensive numbers. But the job that these guys did defensively, I think, helped create the pace we needed to cause some havoc.
In the back on the left, again, if we can remind everyone to please state name and affiliation.
David Smail, Sports Exchange again. Just quick thoughts, Bill, on Oregon.
Well, I've known Dana a long time. He's a terrific coach, and they got an athletic, terrific team. Dorsey, we tried to recruit, and I think it came down to us in Oregon, maybe one other school, but for the most part, there wasn't a lot of competition in probably recruiting the same guys, and so we're familiar with their guys, but not in a way that, you know, we would be, you know, playing some other teams, because you know, geographically we don't recruit the same areas that much. But ton of respect, unbelievably athletic, and of course they're like us; they're going to play small a lot of the time, because they'll play Dylan at the four like we play Josh, and then they'll play around their, you know, the best defender in the Pac-12, defensive player of the year around the middle, kind of like we do Landon. So I think it'll be two teams that at least match up with each other pretty well.
Other questions? Okay, we'll go in the back here on the left.
For all of you, what did you think about the minutes that Colby gave you off the bench when you had to get Lucas out?
Devontae?
He was huge. We've been telling him, you know, be ready when your number's called, and he's been doing a great job in practice. And he's just been looking ready since the tournament started, and we're going to need him to keep playing like that.
No, I think he did a fantastic job. You know, he was ready when his number was called, and you know, I think that's key for our team. You know, we never know when guys are going to get in foul trouble and things like that. So, you know, everyone have to be ready, and he did a great job coming in, being confident and being ready to play.
And you know, I think obviously Dwight, you know, bought us a ton of minutes whenever Landon was in foul trouble. But I also thought Carlton came in and did a good job too. You know, you add those guys together and you get 23 key minutes out of that position when Landon can't be in the game. So I think they both kind of bailed us out.
Other questions? Okay. Come back on the front row here on the left.
Gary Bedore, KC Star. Bill, I wondered what you thought of Vic's acrobatic dunk and the way you guys played in the second half, 51 points, I think.
Yeah, well, our defense and rebounding and everything was good the second half. And of course, we made a ton of shots, and that always helps. But LeGerald is unbelievably athletic, and that was a very athletic play, and I'm just glad he made it. Because that would have been probably a sore spot if he hadn't have. But he's so athletic, he can do things like that.
Closing questions for the guys here on the front row.
Sean Roney again for Coach. Do you think it was just the excitement of the game that had the guys coming out playing a little bit tight, like Devontae said, or do you think it was something else?
Yeah, I think Purdue was really good. When you play teams in the tournament and get this deep, the team you're playing is really good. And so if they started out, I could be wrong, but I think they made three of the first four threes they looked at and was able to play through Caleb early on. I don't think we played well. I think defensively they had us spread out pretty good. But I don't think it was that. We may have been a little tight, but a lot of it was they were just better than us early. And I don't think that's unusual to go through different phases of a game where the other team plays very, very well, because they certainly did.
All right.